a word for a partial load of wood or coal.
Well, I mean, our favorite expression is a piece of load.
Okay. And is the amount of wood that you can carry in at one time?
An awful.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a good one. Do I have to tote it now?
Yeah. Is that what you would usually say?
Oh, I'd be so mad and I'd say, do I have to tote it in now?
Yeah.
It wasn't any carrying to it.
What would you use carry for?
Well, I didn't mind carrying the mail from the box to the house. That was a pleasure.
But toting is when it's something heavy.
Toting was when it was something I didn't want to do.
I see. And then you acted like it was heavy whether it did.
Toting was labor.
Okay.
And carrying was a pleasure.
Okay. Well, what would you, I don't know whether to say tote or carry, your clothes out and hang them on the line in?
I always like to carry clothes out, clothesline.
Okay. And what'd you carry them with?
What'd I carry my mother? We had a homemade basket.
Okay. And what do you call those things that go around a barrel to hold it together?
The metal. Those metal things.
And children would roll them, you know?
Metal ties.
Well, I haven't heard that.
But anyway, we called them metal ties, and then we had another word.
It's been a mainly I can think of children using them, you know, with a stick to roll them down a hill or something.
We have a special word.
Did you ever call them hooks or hoops?
Hooks. Mm-hmm. Barrel hooks to hold it, the barrel together.
Is that what you would have said?
Yes.
Or were you trying to think of a different word?
Well, now we said that, but we had a special word for those barrel.
Would you usually call them metal ties?
Metal ties, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, what about the thing that you would use to stop up a bottle with?
The cork.
That's what I want. What about the musical instrument for children that you blow on?
You mean the harp?
Okay.
Or the monica?
Okay. Which one did you call it when you were growing up?
Both.
And what was the second one?
The monica.
Okay. And what about the thing that you hold between your teeth and you pluck it? Has a thing that comes out in your pocket.
Now, wasn't that the juice harp?
Okay, that's what I want. And what about what you drive nails with?
A hammer.
Okay. What about the part of the wagon that goes up between the two horses?
The tongue.
Okay. And the part of a buggy that comes up on either side of the horse?
Oh, wow. Well, that was part of the tongue, too, wasn't it?
I hadn't heard that metal piece that comes up.
The shaft?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The shaft.
Or both of them would be the one. You were talking about both. You'd have one on either side. You'd have two ones.
We'd have a double shaft.
Oh, you wouldn't call it shafts or shafts. Never would say it before.
We just said the double. Be sure you hooked both sides of the double shaft.
Well, what about the thing that the horse, that wooden bar that the horse is actually pulled on? You know, it goes across.
You mean that where the tongue, the end of the tongue where the bits fit
in? Where the lines, yeah.
Where the bits fit in down there?
Yeah.
On that.